This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. This performance series is called Seahawk Fam. A variety of performers take the stage Thursday mornings through the end of July. Director of UNCW's Office of the Arts, Kristen Brogdon, developed the program with operations manager Jeremy Summers last year. It's already grown.
So Seahawk Fam is short for Family Arts Matinees, and our idea was to bring people of different generations together in the theater. We created this series for kids and for the people who love them. So we define family really broadly. We invite everybody to come and join us in the theater.
And you have five?
We're doing six this summer. We did five last summer and six this summer, and it's Thursdays at 10:30 a.m. here in Keenan Auditorium through the end of July. So we have Madafo, and he's doing his program Madafo the Griot, so that will be storytelling and music. We have Casey's Laugh and Learn with the Insane Science of Fairyland. We have the Broccoli Brothers Circus. We have Carola Lutringhouse and Aubin Elva Dance Theater with the Light of the Water. We have the Briarwood Ensemble, and they're doing the Secret Garden.
One of the performers, Carola Lutringhouse, was at Keenan Auditorium working on her piece. The stage was covered with over 4,000 plastic bottles.
In front of you here, you see a sculpture that is part of our set design. It's a canopy made up of what's going to be 6,000-ish plastic bottles. And yeah, they're forming this canopy that rises all the way up and does things and comes in, and we change its formation. It turns into a carpet and into a tapestry. And so it's kind of the centerpiece of the work that we're putting together called The Light of the Water. And it's a performance for all ages about water, about our relationship to water, looking at water, feeling water, listening to water, putting our bodies into water, thinking about what's it made of, you know, chemically speaking. And then some of the current issues, plastic pollution of the ocean and all other waterways, and then ties into the current Gen X drinking water crisis. So it's a piece that has many parallel layers of topics. You know, as an artist, trying to bring a new look and encouraging people to look again at water. And see if there isn't something new we can discover. Perhaps, hopefully, then encourage all of us to be more protective of our water and the quality of our water, and to understand all the connections that ties into.
While Carola's water performance sounds serious, it is also very playful and even silly. She's performing with musician Perry Smith, who's using water as an instrument.
We're playing as much water as possible. So not instruments as in keyboards and whatever, or guitars, but we're exploring with water. So we have an experimental kitchen scene or, you know, we look at various things like tea kettles and ice and glasses of water, and trying to get as broad, as big, and as detailed a look about water as we can in this framework.
The Light of the Water by Carola Lutringhouse is the last performance of the Seahawk Fam series on the last Thursday of July. Find details about all the performances and see pictures of the water bottles at whqr.org.